whackness in the name of blackness. You are listening to the Cedric Muhammad and Black Coffee Show only at blackcoffeechannel.com.
Let me go to a story. Did you all know that the United Kingdom is dumping waste off of the coast of Brazil? And I think even inside of Brazil. Dumping waste. Let me give you the audio. Listen closely.
Brazil is to repatriate more than 1,000 tons of hazardous waste to the United Kingdom. The rushing imported British garbage has caused a huge stink in Brazil amid widespread indignation. Now it includes food remains, disposable nappies, and hospital waste.
Santos is the biggest port of entry for goods into Latin America. Customs officials here are used to receiving all kinds of goods exported to Brazil. However, they were offended when these containers were opened.
We already have enough problem dealing with our own residues and our garbage, so it's not really reasonable to receive garbage from another country.
The discovery of garbage-filled containers has caused a huge stink amid widespread anger.
These are the containers that were exported from the United Kingdom to Brazil, believed to be recyclable plastic. When the containers were opened, it was found that they contained toxic waste.
A closer inspection revealed food remains, nappies, syringes, used condoms, and hospital waste.
We are trying to make all the necessary documents so that it's sent back to England as soon as possible. So we find the importation companies. All the importation was approximately a fine of $400,000.
The Brazilian Environmental Agency, IBAMA, says Britain had violated the Basel Convention, which bans the illegal shipment of toxic waste from industrialized nations. Both the UK and Brazil are signatories to the convention, which came into force in 1992. Frank Ferro, SABC News, Santos, Brazil.
Now that's from SABC News. Now, why isn't that on nightly news? Britain dumping waste in Brazil. Did you all catch used condoms and nappies, sanitary napkins and used condoms from Britain dumped in Brazil? I have to rewind selector one more time.
Brazil is to repatriate more than 1,000 tons of hazardous waste to the United Kingdom. The rushing imported British garbage has caused a huge stink in Brazil amid widespread indignation. Now it includes food remains, disposable nappies, and hospital waste.
Santos is the biggest port of entry for goods into Latin America. Customs officials here are used to receiving all kinds of goods exported to Brazil. However, they were offended when these containers were opened.
We already have enough problem dealing with our own residues and our garbage, so it's not really reasonable to receive garbage from another country.
The discovery of these garbage-filled containers has caused a huge stink amid widespread anger.
These are the containers that were exported from the United Kingdom to Brazil, believed to be carrying recyclable plastic. When the containers were opened, it was found that they contained toxic waste.
A closer inspection revealed food remains, nappies, syringes, used condoms, and hospital waste.
We are trying to make all the necessary documents so that it's sent back to England as soon as possible. So we find the importation companies. All the importation was approximately a fine of $400,000.
The Brazilian Environmental Agency, IBAMA, says Britain had violated the Basel Convention, which bans the illegal shipment of toxic waste from industrialized nations. Both the UK and Brazil are signatory to the convention, which came into force in 1992. Frank Ferro, SABC News, Santos, Brazil.
I don't know. Are we going to mobilize around that? I don't know, man. Sometimes I wonder about, as my friend Star from Star and Buck Wild says, the Jedi mind tricks that have been played on us $400,000 fine, is that what it was, for used condoms and sanitary napkins being dumped from the Brits? All of this is going to drive me to play some Maxwell music. I had to calm down. I'll break it down for you momentarily. I had beef with Maxwell up until this album. The Ethiopian women love him, the Konjos. Oh, Maxwell, I love Maxwell. Speak to him, Maxwell. I'll explain what my beef was with him. Had to do with his last album.
There ain't nothing political or conscious about this song, but it sure is hot. You are tuned in to the Cedric Muhammad and Black Coffee program.
Girl, cause I know you're here. I feel you from the floor to the ceiling. Girl, I feel you when you comb your hair. Lady, when we lock it low, we get together, it's an overdose.
Internet, terrestrial, and satellite radio. The platform revolution continues. The Cedric Muhammad and Black Coffee program.
Some of y'all hating on this picture of Maxwell that we have up. The Ethiopian women love him. Oh, Maxwell, we love you. Called Bad Habits, I think. Bad Habits, Maxwell, new album, Black Summer's Night. I'm now converting to the teachings of Maxwell Anity. This album is hot. Cedric Muhammad, Black Coffee Program. July 22nd, 2009. It's a beautiful day. Beautiful day. I don't say anything yet, sir. Hold on. Family, about maybe a year ago, a person emerged on the scene in a most dramatic way, calling for the unity of all of the street organizations and nations in North Carolina and really throughout the country. It was really a divine act because the response was incredible, more than he anticipated, more than many could have imagined. But that's how serious the longing and how deep the desire for change, for the better and peace is among all of our people, regardless to race. I was so impressed by this gentleman's presentation that we immediately reached out to him at blackelectorate.com and started a dialogue. And now I'm happy to call him a friend. And hopefully we'll be calling him the next city council member of Greensboro, North Carolina. Brother Jorge Cornell King J, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, you're sounding real strong now. Brother, you can't see the computer screen, but we have you in those jiggy new threads that we see you on your website. Goodness gracious,
man.
Brother. You're looking real universal and handsome and leadership ready, I should say, man. How's it going?
Man, going pretty good. You know, we just hanging in there and we just pushing forward.
Well, listen, man, it's been a year since you came on. Well, maybe about 8-9 months. Of course, we've talked. And kind of catch us up, just in a leisurely manner. How did you move from the issue that kind of brought you on the scene, which was peace and development among our youth street organizations in Greensboro, North Carolina, and throughout the country and world, to actually announcing your campaign, filing the paperwork to run for city councilman at large, I believe, for Greensboro?
Most definitely. Basically, it all started because out here in the city of Greensboro, well, actually, this is the state of North Carolina, you know, they were using groups and what they quote-unquote gang as a tool to push, you know, 287D, you know, which allows local law enforcement to target Latinos and put them through the system for deportation, you know. And, you know, the way I feel that's wrong, you know what I'm saying? I mean, if you're a rapist, murderer, yeah. You know, a drug dealer, yeah, you should get deported. But not your average Latino that's going to work at home trying to support his family, that you out there targeting them, you know what I'm saying? And I just felt like, you know, they did to the black community, how they enslaved, you know what I'm saying, the black community, and they bring them here in shackles. They're enslaving us, and they're sending us out in shackles. So I felt that it was time for us to put a stop to this madness. So I came out and I call for peace in the streets and unify all the street groups so that, you know, we remember why we started and turn everything back into a political force and about our communities. Could you imagine if all the black and brown get together? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We're unstoppable. And there's so many things that we could accomplish together as one. That's why I always say one body, one mind, one soul, one heartbeat. We need to move as one.
And so the issue, what was the number again for that issue? Was it a proposition number or a law?
It's called 287G program.
And that was kind of what made you a little bit more familiar with the political process and some of the maneuvering that goes on around lawmaking?
Exactly. That was the beginning. That was actually the beginning. But just, you know, getting out there and, you know, me being, you know, in the streets, me being in the system, you know, seeing the way the system, the way the police department treats people of color, you know, and we out there struggling and fighting just for our voices to be heard, you know. So, I'm taking it on another approach. You know what I'm saying? I feel that, you know, our voices need to be heard. And that's why, you know, I went and I filed for this candidacy and get out there and run, you know, because that's the only way they're going to hear our voice. Because my candidacy is dedicated to the people. I want the people to speak through me. I want their voices to roar in numbers that they never heard of.
Everybody, we're talking to Jorge Cornell, also known as King J, running for city council at large, C. Greensboro. Explain exactly the position you're running for, what some of the responsibilities might be for those that don't know. What is a city council member able to do, Jay?
All right, well, actually, with the city council member, I'll tell you one of the main things, you know, that a city council member is. He is the boss of the police department, okay?
Oh, we like that. Hold on, brother. You got to repeat that one more time.
A city council member, one of the things a city council member, you know, like I was just telling this brother, city council member is the boss of the Greensboro Police Department. Okay? There's a lot of racists going inside that police department that needs to be cleaned out. Word up. We coming strong. You know, they scared, man. They scared.
Now, in addition to that, being the boss of the police department, which is a beautiful position, what are some of the other things that go on? I guess it's just like any other city council, but what are some of the issues, I guess, in Greensboro that some of the people are concerned with that you're looking at?
Okay, this is three of my points that I'm seeing strongly, and I'm still, you know, listening to the voice of the people. And as I'm listening to the voice of the people, of course, it's expanding. You know, one of the main ones is expanding opportunities for youth. The second one is police accountability. And the third one is community standards on the economy. You know, we have an opportunity to make some changes, you know what I'm saying? So when we talk about expanding opportunities for the youth, you know, we're talking about if you go into the projects over here, Ray One Home, Smith Home, man, they don't even got a park. They don't got no park. You know what I'm saying? And we all know, you know, come on, grass, trees, a nice looking park could bring, you know, a certain atmosphere to your surroundings. When you ain't got no park, man, you ain't got no trees, that's just telling us to be oppressed. You know what I'm saying?
No athletic leagues, nothing for the young people to do, and then they wonder why.
Man, they cutting all those. All that stuff is getting cut. You know what I'm saying? We got this four foster homes about to shut down in here because, you know, they want to spend the money on something else. They build community standards in the economy. You know, they build an inner loop, you know, like an inner highway to get around the city better. When we could have expanded bus routes, when we could have added the, you know, shorten up the bus time from an hour to like every half hour these buses were running, have them run later. That right there creates job and opportunity, you know, and then also allows the community to get around better, you know, especially people of color because they're the ones that are taking the bus.
Exactly. Quality of life, you know, is in the toilet. Yep. So go over, you know, hit those three points again. Just repeat those for me, please.
Okay. The first one is expanded opportunities for the youth. The second one is police accountability. And the third one is community standards on the economy.
And what's going on with the unemployment out there? Is it ridiculous like it is in other places?
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, my brother. And you know, man, I'm not going to sit here and hide it, my brother. I'm on unemployment myself. You know, I'm your everyday person. Your everyday up from the street. I got a felony. Yo, come on, man. I'm unemployed. Look,
brother, this is why you got my endorsement. I mean, and this is an important point. What? How do people react to you when you say that? When you say that to me, I get chills. I love it because to me, it tells me that you're going to be accountable to the people. You're not going to be bought off, and you don't have to learn from a book. You know, you're not learning from a book what the struggle of the people is. It's the story of your life.
No doubt. I'm learning firsthand, man, because I'm out there struggling with you. You know what I'm saying? I know what it is to scrounge for food, you know, from time to time to put in my refrigerator so I could eat, you know? I know what it is, you know what I'm saying, to have this system mark me. You know, I've been shot twice by the system. I know what it is, man. I'm out there every day. I know what it is to get put up against a police car. I know what it is for a police officer to try to slam my face in the ground. I know, you know what I'm saying, I know what it is to see the inside of the system. You know what I'm saying? I see my brothers and sisters, you know what I'm saying, in the system being treated like animals, bro. Like, yo, they got them sleeping on floors because the jails are overcrowded. They got us lined up to come in. And let me tell you, a lot of it is trumped up charges. If I didn't stand my ground, I'd probably be doing 20, 30 years somewhere. You know how many, 21 times, you know, they put me in through the system. 17 of them felonies in the last 18 months just because my voice stays roaring in this community because I won't allow them to keep doing what they're doing to the black and brown. And I keep getting out there and telling them that it's time for us to break the chains and black and brown need to unite and stop letting the system have that mental slavery over us. I know what it is, bro. I know what it is. I'm your everyday person that's been out there struggling. I struggle with you. You know what I'm saying? I am my brother's keeper.
Beautiful. Well said. Now, what's been the reaction to your candidacy? Has it been a lot? You caught a lot of people by surprise, Jay?
Oh, yeah. I caught a lot of people by surprise. You know, honestly, I went to a community barbecue. you know, out here that somebody was throwing. And man, there was all kind of candidates that were there. You know, some of them were at large. And they came to me, they started talking to me and telling me how they could do this and do that to me, and, you know, for me. And I, you know, I'm just sitting back in my mind just laughing, you know. Like, you have no idea that I'm going to be coming out soon, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to be your biggest competition like you wouldn't believe, you know, because you know what it is? I'm tired of the fake politicians, you know what I'm saying? You come out here, the only time we see you in our hood is when you want to get in office. That's the only time we see you is when you want something, and the minute you get it, you don't know it's no more. You don't know it's no more. But I ain't that person, because I'll never forget where I come from.
Beautiful. I mean, this is the point. This is the point. How is you got a nice coalition. I know you've got support from the Nation of Islam, the beloved community center, and God bless Pastor Nelson Johnson. God bless him and the faithful.
The beloved community center actually can't come out and support me.
I know they can't formally do that. But speak a little bit about your relationship and exactly how that evolved, because the point I'm trying to make, and you're right, I don't want to get any preacher in trouble. Because you can't, there's a separation of church and state.
Well, Reverend Johnson is not on the payroll.
Exactly.
So he's allowed to make any decisions he made. But as far as the beloved community center, you know, because they're a nonprofit, they can't come out and support anybody.
But speak about your relationship with him, what that represents in terms of some of the symbol and the substance of your campaign and the coalition that you
represent. It's bigger than that. It's bigger than that, because it's not just Reverend Johnson. It's the whole pulpit form. You know, we're talking about over 180-something ministers, and also we're talking about the Nation of Islam. You know, they play such a big role. When I tell you a big role, the most important role, you know, because they kept us level-headed, you know? When the system was going to our jobs and telling them that we're gangbangers and that we kill people and scaring our employers to fire us, and then going to our apartment managers and telling them this and telling them that, getting us kicked out of our apartment, you know, now we're in a situation where we're all huddling up in one place to live. You know, this last summer, there was 18 of us living in one house, bro. One house. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, man, that's why I say that the religious community played a big part, you know, with the Nation of Islam. They part of that religious community, you know what I'm saying? But, you got a lot of Christian ministers that are involved in this.
Right.
And, man, listen, if it wasn't for them, you know, helping us with food, getting the word out to the community, because when we wasn't being heard, they were listening. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And not only they were listening, but they were carrying our words.
Now, let me give everybody...
You know what I'm saying?
I don't want to lose the opportunity to promote the website here, Cornell for Council. You have any other web addresses? I have the Cornell for Council. Let me spell that. CornellForCouncil.wordpress.com. That's CornellForCouncil.wordpress.com. Any other information, Jorge?
We also got CornellForCouncil@gmail.com.
That's the email?
That's the email address.
Okay, beautiful. Now, help us to understand the timeline of the election process. Are there two? Is there a primary and then a general election, or is it one big deal?
Right. No, it's actually... We got a primary because there's 11 people running for at large, and there's only 3 seats. And the primary is October 6th. And, that's going to tell us that we're going to be going to the general election. And, at the primary, 5 people are going to be getting cut off. The 5 people with the less votes are going to be the ones kicked out. But the general election is in November. I don't really remember the exact date. Right now, my main focus is on October 6th.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really on point with that. And, there's never a strong turnout for the primary. You know, we did some search and crunching numbers in a database, and it shows that only about 7% of the city comes out to vote for the primary.
Thank you so much for highlighting this, man. And what are the numbers like? Not statistically, but what's been the response among the youth? I know a lot of youth just cannot get excited about a campaign, but I know I've seen you interact with the youth. What's been the response from young people to your campaign?
Oh, man, the youth is excited. You know, we talk about grassroots people, they excited. You know what I'm saying? I mean, look, I'm getting so much love from about four different colleges right here in Greensboro within the city limits. You know what I'm saying? They excited. They excited, man. You know, and they never been excited for, you know, for a city council run. But, man, they're excited. They're like, man, Obama, you know what I'm saying? He made it. He made it happen. Obama made it happen. He went out there and carried, you know, the word change. You know what I'm saying? You know, he said, we can. We can do it, you know? And I'm sitting there saying that our voices just need to be heard. You know what I'm saying? It's, we're going all the way. We're going all the way. Change. Change.
Well, I don't want to hold you, man. I know you got a lot of babies to kiss, hands to shake, people to hug. Hold on. Jay, you can't see me doing this now, brother, but we got to put you up with the white shirt. That's the shirt, the pose that we like. If you all want to see a man with just a beautiful wardrobe of the people, go to Cornell for Council. That's CornellForCouncil.wordpress.com. That's the Jorge Cornell for Greensboro City Council website. But we love the pose with the white and the cross on. You look great in that, man. But
no doubt.
In conclusion, any parting words, anything that you want us to know about how we can help you stay in tune? What are some of the maybe some things we should keep our eyes out for, that those of us that want to support you?
Well, yeah, most definitely. Please keep an eye out on our webpage. You know, we're still, you know, getting everything up and running, you know, with, I just got my bank account open, but, you know, we could definitely use donations. Just please, you know, keep eye on that website for the information being updated. It took us 2 days just to get this account open, 2 days of pure just running around. I'm telling you, things need to change within the system, man, for real. So, yeah, just please just check that out, man. We could definitely use your support. You know, and blog, you know, we got it set up where you can leave comments, you know what I'm saying? We're looking for your comments, you know what I'm saying? We're looking for your thoughts. So people can
leave their comments right on the website?
Most definitely. Okay. You know, if not, you know what I'm saying, Brother Cedric, you know, there's a website on Cedric Muhammad. blog on there, you know what I'm saying? I wanna hear you. I'm constantly keeping up, I'm constantly watching this brother's, you know, blackelectric.com, Black Coffee, I'm on it all. So, you know, just blog.
Well, brother, I appreciate it. Listen, it was a joy. I don't think I've ever felt so good endorsing a candidate, man. I just, you know, I look forward to your continued evolution. I didn't see this coming, you know, and God has a beautiful way of leading you into something even that maybe you don't understand from the get-go. But this is one of the most genuine brothers that I've ever met. I put my seal of approval on Jorge Cornell, King J. I've seen him up close. This is not third party. This is not me reading an article or watching a news report. We spent time with him down there, and I've spoken to people in Greensboro. Everyone says, you know the number one word that comes out when people talk about you?
What's up?
Sincere. Sincere. No doubt. And that's what we want to hear. So love you, man. Go out there, do your thing, and I'll be out
love
there.
Too,
let me know when I can start grabbing some flyers and running through the hood with you.
Most definitely, man. You're going to be out there with me, my brother.
Yes,
most definitely. You know what I'm saying? Because you're loyal.
We'll make something happen by Labor Day, man. I can assure you we'll come through.
Most definitely.
Okay, my best to the nation, all the kings and queens, the pulpit. What's that organization again? The pulpit?
The pulpit. The pulpit
form. Right. Now, I know no official endorsement, but I just want to say that the spiritual community is behind Jorge 100%. I just want to acknowledge them and all the young people. Take care, man. We'll talk soon, all right?
Okay, my brother.
Love you, brother.
Love you too, bro. Peace.
It's King J, y'all. Jorge Cornell, head Inca of the Almighty Latin King and Queen Nation in the state of North Carolina. About as real as it gets. Visit that website, Cornell for Council, CornellForCouncil. I want folks making donations So we spend a lot of our time just reading, informing ourselves. But, you know, the business and building community was started by people who want to do more than just read. If you are in Greensboro, consider this campaign seriously. I think it deserves your support, but you make your own determination. If you're in the state of North Carolina, I'm sure they can use your help with the Get Out the Vote campaign. And if you are outside of North Carolina, please be ready to make any type of donation that you can in support of this campaign. Jorge Cornell for Greensboro City Council. $5, $10, $25, $50. You heard Jorge mention President Obama. This is a man who appreciates nickels, dimes, pennies, dollars. We finally have something that we can support and not just talk about. We all can do something to make sure that this brother gets in Greensboro City Council in an at-large seat. I will be down there campaigning, canvassing, GOTV, getting out the vote, GOTV. If you all want to join me, maybe we do something together in North Carolina. July 22nd, 2009, the hottest show in the diaspora. Send in your comments, pro or con. If you don't like King J, I'll hear you out. We can build. I'll convert you by October, whenever that runoff or primary date is. If you're in Greensboro, North Carolina, weigh in.
Looking for a stronger bath tissue that leaves fewer pieces behind? Fortunately, there's Charmin Ultra Strong. Its diamond weave texture is soft and more durable, so compared to the Ultra Ripple brand, it holds up better. Fewer pieces left behind. Charmin Ultra Strong.
Hi, may I help you?
Yeah, I'm looking for car insurance that isn't going to break the bank.
You're in the right place. Only Progressive gives you the option to name your price. Here.
Price gun?
Mm-hmm.
So I tell you what I want to pay.
And we build you a policy to fit your budget.
That's cool. feel so empowered.
Power to the people!
The option to name your price. New and only from Progressive. Call or click today.
On July 28th.
Are you sure you want to do this?
The best of the Fast and Furious movies is racing home on DVD. For a limited time, only two-disc special edition with even more explosive action. Fast and Furious. Only July 28th.
How much is this one?
Really?
Really?
Really.
How much?
Really?
Really. Really? Really.
Flooring doesn't have to be really expensive. Come to Lowe's and see our huge selection of tile, carpet, and hardwood floors, all at our everyday low prices, guaranteed. Lowe's. Let's build something together. Shop at Lowe's and have carpet installed throughout your entire home for just $139.
Hurt bad in a truck accident, you're worried about yourself, about your family. You need a lawyer with experience handling serious injury claims. You want Science and Kirk.
Call 1-800-LAWYERS or visit youhavealawyer.com. If you have a phone, you have a lawyer.
From the director of The 40-Year-Old Virgin and Knocked Up comes a new comedy about life.
I'm supposed to be doing comedy. I'm not supposed to be making macaroni salad.
You're not funny. I mean, you look funny, but you're not funny, man.
Death.
Laughter is wonderful medicine.
Your accent's very thick.
Are you mad that you died at the end of Die Hard?
And all the funny stuff in between.
That's how I made Harry Potter movie. Harry's getting old. They should call him Harold Potter.
I'm really enjoying this comedic interplay.
Funny People, rated R, July 31st.
Looking for an inside track to some of the world's leading manufacturers? UTI's the answer. We have strong alliances with leading manufacturers in the automotive, motorcycle, marine, and diesel industries.
They're getting the training. They're getting exactly what the manufacturer wants them to get. They are well prepared for the field.
You can train to become a technician working for the industry's finest. Call us or visit uti.edu. More top manufacturers choose UTI. See what it can mean to you at uti.edu. Looking for a school that can help you find a job after you graduate? UTI's the answer. With focused technician training for the automotive, motorcycle, marine, and diesel industries. And we offer job placement assistance after graduation.
It was kind of a huge relief because I think that's probably the hardest part is actually finding the job. And UTI really helps with that. It's like a dream come true.
Start training for your career today. Call us or visit UTI.edu. UTI is industry's choice. See what it can mean to you at UTI.edu.
Karen was finally headed home. Make that the video store.
If she had Netflix,
she could keep her DVDs for as long as she wants. Take the drama out of renting.
Netflix. Unlimited movies for $8.99 a month.
Searching for your next car? You gotta go to VX.com.
You can find whatever car you want. 1.2 million vehicles.
Over 1.2 million cars.
Where else are you gonna go?
You can search down to the specifics.
The exact color, the exact price, the exact make, the exact model.
Now that's searching. And if it's not there, they'll send you an email when it is.
Dude, we got your car. Come pick it up.
Search over a million new and used vehicles for the car you want at VX.com. Your online resource to find your ride. List your vehicle for free on VX and reach millions of interested car buyers.
"75% of all the vehicles we've ever sold in this country are still on the road. Now that's a long-term investment. Range Rover, the luxury that's more than a luxury. For special deals, visit a Land Rover center today.
Capturing the beauty of nature. That's my vision. Every day, Transitions lenses are there to help care for my sight.
Transitions lenses adjust to changing light to reduce glare and help protect your eyes from UV damage so you can see better today and tomorrow. Live your vision. Transitions, healthy sight in every light. Show us how you live your vision and you could win $10,000. Plus, Transitions will donate $10,000 to the charity of your choice. Enter at transitions.com.
I have two children. We display our report cards on a refrigerator. It's called our refrigerator art. I have to prove myself to them as well as they have to prove themselves to me with their grades. My name is Karen Pierstorf. I attend ITT Tech at the Fort Wayne, Indiana campus.
If you ever got a bad grade, you'd get grounded.
You know, I'm very proud of going back to school. And I think that me attending ITT Technical Institute, even as an adult, will get them to college right away, right out of high school. Education just molds the minds of our next generation, and Kaylin and Cody are my next generation, so I want them to be the best that they can be.
We are educators helping people build a foundation for the rest of their lives. ITT Technical Institute, education for the future. To find out more, call 1-800-ITT-TECH or visit us on the web. If you have served in the armed forces, ITT Tech's military scholarship can reduce your tuition by 10%. Call 1-800-ITT-TECH.
There is a mass movement in entrepreneurship underway, and you don't want to be left behind. Are you a first-time entrepreneur or small business owner? Then CM Cap is the only consulting firm dedicated exclusively to you. Tired of working a job, which means you're just over broke? Have an idea and don't know how to turn it into a vision and plan? Seeking access to capital and marketing insight to increase revenue and expand your business? Then CM Cap is ready to help, encourage, advise, and coach you towards your goal. Founded by the former general manager of Wu-Tang Clan, business economist, and political strategist Cedric Muhammad, he has founded the only firm that brings the science of business to your bottom line. Log on to www.cmcap.com for more information. That's www.cmcap.com. Fill out the Contact Us page and receive a free consultation today. If it's entrepreneurship and business growth, it's CM Cap.
July 22nd, 2009. Black Summer's Night, the new album from Massowell. We fall back.
I had to go and think that I could be more best. Left alone than with you next. It's the balance nonetheless. Hell had no cure it than the glory of your snow. Lobo woman ain't got nothing on this chick. She's not.
This is called Cold off the new Maxwell album. I appreciate Maxwell now in this era of R&B. Whackness. I forgot about the sound. Maxwell is kind of like a mixture between Prince, D'Angelo, and Kim. Yeah, I say Kim, K-E-M. I know you can hear this. How can it be so cold? How can it be so cold? Good God, the girl's gone cold. Oh my, the girl's gone cold. How can it be so cold? How can it be so cold? All right, Kambale from Greensboro, North Carolina has checked back in. Thank Kambale for responding. He says, first, I did not mean to offend anyone or insult the intelligence of your listeners. I am Congolese, and I do get passionate about this issue. In response to your question, what can we do in the diaspora to help with the true economic development in Rwanda or Congo? Please see below. So, Kambale, I'm probably not saying it right. Let me pronounce it right. Kambale. Kambale, correct me if I'm wrong on the pronunciation, but Kambale says these are the steps that we can take to help with true economic development in Rwanda or Congo. Kambale says, one, get more engaged in fully understanding the issue in the Congo and Central Africa so we can be armed to do battle. Two, make connections with local institutions from small business groups to social activist groups, as Lori indicated, whether in Congo or Rwanda. You can contact me for further or more information. Three, Kambale says, pressure African leadership, in this case, Paul Kagame of Rwanda, to cease his destructive actions against another African people, in this case, Congo. So, for example, if you know Andy Young, Quincy Jones, or Marcia Dyson, all of whom have visited Rwanda and Kagame, encourage them to raise the issue of Kagame's destabilization efforts in the Congo. Remember that Rwanda, like Uganda, is being fully backed by the U.S. government and serving U.S. geopolitical interests in Central Africa. Four, gather business people in the United States, for example, and we will take them on a delegation to the Congo to connect them with Congolese businessmen. The last delegation we organized to Congo was made up of journalists, some of whom have come back and are spreading the word about the Congo. Most of these leaders, Kagame, Museveni, Kabila in Congo, and others, are serving their own interests and that of their suitors, usually the United States, Britain, and France. We can break the cycle, or this cycle, through direct people-to-people connections. Not only can you go to the Congo, for example, but you can also have Congolese who are doing the work in whatever sphere, from business to social uplift, come here and speak to you directly about how you can best get engaged. Some people may say, why should we focus on one country when there is an entire continent? Remember, the father of Pan-Africanism and the concept of the United States of Africa, Kwame Nkrumah, placed Congo at the center of his idea of the United States of Africa. Read Nkrumah's book, The Challenge of Congo. I will leave you with that, and I will leave you with what Fanon, Frantz Fanon, said. Quote, let us be sure never to forget it. The fate of all of us is at stake in the Congo. Family, I think, not I think, I know that Kambale responded to my challenge. I asked Kambale to give me specific steps that we could take to better connect the diaspora and Africa and to promote economic development in Rwanda or Congo. I have to say that Kambale from Greensboro, North Carolina, a Congolese, met the challenge 100%, 110%. This is what I'm talking about. In one exchange with Kambale's help, we were able to move beyond an argument over Kagame and how he was depicted on GPS on Sunday into action steps. Kambale gave 5 points. I think I will read them together. Kambale, of course, is down with Friends of the Congo. Maurice from Friends of the Congo in Washington, D.C. Some of you know he's a member of the business and building community. I think Kambale, no apology necessary. I think we now have mutual respect, which is all we need to be careful listeners and to arrive at the truth and bring about unity on the continent. I love posts like that. If you have a comment on what Kambale from Greensboro says about Kagame, pro or con, get at me. Next week, I will give a Jacob's Cross report. I have to catch up on Jacob's Cross episodes. The greatest soap opera in the world is coming from Africa. Jacob's Cross, the Africa Channel, weeknights. Although it was not on weeknights this week, but they say weeknights, 9 p.m. Shout to Moki Makura, who listens to this show, my new favorite actress. She's replaced Kent King. We'll be right back. Hour number 5, let's end strong. I want to identify the gangster of the week I want to talk a little bit about my second favorite boxer, and we'll keep reviewing this album by Massowell. This is a cut called Pretty Wings. Take us into hour number 5, Massowell. That's what the Ethiopian women call him. Oh, we love Massowell.
Time will bring the real end of our trial. There'll be no remnants, no trace, no residual fear left within you. The day you won't remember, man. Your face will be the reason I smile, but I will not see what I cannot have forever. I'll always tell you, I hope you feel the same. Oh, you played me dirty, you came up so bad. Toy with my affliction, had to fill out my prescription. Found the way I'm a dean, I had to set you free. Away from me to see clearly.
It's not about what I want. It's about what's fair! You thought we could be decent men in an indecent time. But you were wrong. The world is cruel. And the only morality in a cruel world is chance. Unbiased. Unprejudiced. Fair.
Elijah Muhammad.
For that right hand Maidan is throwing, or he's not going to win this fight. I mean,
he pulls back.
Maidan is in trouble. Maidan has figured out he can't miss with the right hand and he won't stop throwing it.
Ortiz is in big trouble and he goes down.
3, 4, 5, you okay, son?
Yes, Dudo.
Come here.
Oh, it looks like Ortiz doesn't... He was waving his hands like he didn't want to continue.
And I think the left ass rolled him up too.
Yep.
That's too bad. Let's stop it.
Yep. They're going to stop it because of that cut.
What a fight.
We just saw a moment in a fighter's career that could define his career. Ortiz was dropped, cut, exhausted, faced with an opponent who refused to lose, and in a moment of weakness, gave up. It's not that he didn't make a gallant effort, Ortiz, but in boxing, to be great, more is required of you than in any other sport. More is required than is really reasonable. And Ortiz just made a decision he may live to regret.
Stop it, Max Kellerman. July 22, 2009, Cedric Muhammad Black Coffee Program, CedricMuhammad.com, BlackCoffeeChannel.com, BlackElectorate.com, pardon me. Let me introduce you to my second favorite fighter now, after Paul Williams. Yes, my second favorite fighter just got knocked out. You heard it. But let me explain to you why I am a fan, not just a supporter. I'm a fan of Victor Ortiz. That man got knocked out. For those of you that don't know, Victor Ortiz is like the crown jewel in Golden Boy Promotions' new stable of young fighters. They've been hyping him up, kind of positioning him like Oscar De La Hoya, a young version. Has appeal in the Latino community as well as America. From, I believe, Kansas is where he's from. Now let me explain to you why he is now my second favorite fighter. After the fight, this is what Victor Ortiz had to say. And by the way, when he was still a little bit groggy, Shane Mosley and Oscar De La Hoya, co-owners of Golden Boy Promotions, they didn't come in to check on him, how well he was doing. They were just telling him why he got beat. They were upset, irritated that their cash cow, the money machine, Victor Ortiz, got beat. Victor, let him know how you feel about it. Keep it real with him.
Slowly we're start-
oh, my fault. Wrong button. Here we go. Vic, talk to him.
Victor.
How you doing, Max?
Okay. You started out fast and dropped him. What were you thinking at that moment?
Well, I kind of figured, hey, it might be a short night, but hey, man, he's an experienced veteran, and nothing but all the respect to him.
He promptly dropped you, and you looked badly hurt. Were you badly hurt?
I'd be lying if I said no. You know, he does pack some power behind the punches, and it just wasn't one of those nights, you know, and congratulations to him, man.
But you got up, even though you were badly hurt, and continued to fight hard at an impressed, a Staples crowd, where, considering you're a headliner, is an impressive draw for a young fighter. Were you spurred on by the crowd?
I'm not gonna lie, man, the crowd did get to me, and it's one of the first times ever it's happened to me, you know. I usually keep composed and take my time with it, but for some reason, something inside me just kept saying, I'm gonna knock him out, I can knock him out, I can hurt him. And I fought really dumb, you know. It was a fault on my end. My coaches told me exactly how to fight him. We trained the way we were supposed to fight him. And hey, it was my mistake, not my coaches, nobody else but myself. And hey, nothing but the best to him, man. Congratulations.
This is a man that has other things to do in life. You're listening to the sound of a young man who has no problems with losing and getting out of there with all his faculties. Victor, teach.
And you proceeded to drop him a couple more times. Did you think you had the fight in hand at that point?
You know, it's hard to say because I was kind of in a little daze still, so... I mean, as far as me beating him, I was kind of like questioning, hey, I still need to take my time and maybe I can hurt him once more and then finish it. But I don't know why in my mind throughout all the training camp and everything, I kept thinking, hey, I have the power to knock this guy out.
Let's take a look at the cut. This is round 5. This is the shot that did it. Give us your thoughts.
My thoughts on that were, wow, that was pretty crazy.
Now, considering you did climb off the deck early in the fight when you were badly hurt, fight in the days in front of all these people, go on to sustain a cut like that and keep fighting, what finally convinced you to stop fighting?
You know, I was hurt. You know, I'm not going to go out on my back. I'm not going to lay down for nobody, you know. I'd rather just stay. You know, I'm gonna stop while I'm ahead, and that way I can speak well when I'm older, you know?
Here's the end of the fight, Victor. Give us your thoughts.
Well, my thoughts on that, you know, like I said earlier, may the best man win, and tonight, guess what? He was the best man. That's all I gotta say, and you know, as far as all my friends and people from Kansas, you know, I apologize for making everyone look bad, and I don't know. We'll see what happens from here on out, man. I'm young, but I don't think I deserve to be, you know, getting beat up like this. So I have a lot of thinking to do.
Thanks for talking to us, Victor, and congratulations on a hard-fought fight. Bob.
This is why I love this man. He kept it real. I'm young. I don't know if this is what I'm going to be bothered with, you know? I got a lot of thinking to do. Vic, one more time. Let him know that your whole life doesn't revolve around boxing.
I don't know. We'll see what happens from here on out, man. I'm young, but I don't think I deserve to be, you know, getting beat up like this, so I have a lot of thinking to do. I don't know. We'll see what happens from here on out, man. I'm young, but I don't think I deserve to be, you know, getting beat up like this, so I have a lot of thinking to do.
I love it. Oscar De La Hoya then was pissed. Pissed. Our money machine, our cash cow, lost too young. But Victor Ortiz ain't thinking about you. He's thinking about speaking, keeping all his faculties in order, doing what he has to do to earn a living and not get brain damage.
I don't know. We'll see what happens from here on out, man. I'm young, but I don't think I deserve to be, you know, getting beat up like this. So I have a lot of thinking to do.
Songs Love You, Maxwell. Hot new album. Rod Ginyard wants to know what happened to Kim. I don't know what happened to Kim. K-E-M, y'all. What happened to Kim?
Cedric Muhammad transforms into DJ C. Nice, only on the Cedric Muhammad and Black Coffee program.